grateful for all of you that are also on the WhatsApp group, having a good time. We'd love to have more of you, though. So please, if you haven't signed up, do have a peek, see what's happening. There's lots of information on there. I left a question hanging for those of you that are on the forum, and I'm going to post something if I get a response. So if you're on there, you'll know it's hanging. I left a question. I haven't had an answer. Once I get an answer, I will post that piece of information. Anywho, we bring you love and joy from the Food for Purpose family. And this morning, you're probably shaking your head thinking, wondering, why are we talking about fat, salt, and sugar? And fat, salt, and sugar are actually part of God's gifts for us, to us. And God created food for us to be nourished and enjoy. How many of us enjoy our food? At 100%. Glad to hear it. And I'm sure God will be pleased as well. Sugar, fat, and salt were all part of daily life in the Bible, as we can see in some of the scriptures that we've read. And guess what? Because God created them, they are good. Can we say that? Fat, salt, and sugar are good. Yeah, they're good. However, there's always a however, isn't there? But can I just say that there's nothing that God created that was bad, actually, to be honest. Everything he created is good. But today, many of the diseases affecting our communities, high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, often come because we've taken those good gifts a little bit too far. Now, those aren't the only causes of these diseases, but a lot of the research that we're doing is showing that our lifestyle, the way that we treat the gifts that God has given us, i.e., how much fat, salt, and sugar we actually eat, or how much, you know, the manufacturers are using, is making us get sicker and sicker. So we turn to Scripture to learn how to handle these gifts, you know, and I believe that God wants us to handle fat, salt, and sugar with wisdom, with balance, and also honoring him. So let's talk about sugar then. You know, I do believe that we can enjoy the sweetness of sugar without disease. Who agrees with me? Yeah, absolutely. In the book of Exodus 3:8, which was beautifully read for us by that lovely gentleman. Is he here? The lovely gentleman, young man who read the first scripture? Absolutely beautiful reading. Love it. In Exodus 3:8, God's promised the Israelites a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, I know, safeguarding wise, we don't want to be walking into puddles of milk and honey because that is a trip hazard and also could be quite messy. However, God was using, you know, milk and honey as an example of plenty, you know, of something to enjoy, of abundance. And the honey in particular symbolized God's blessing, energy, comfort, and God's provision. However, the same Bible, though, does warn us that even though we can celebrate honey, too much of it, as was read to us by the lovely gentleman who did the second reading, was in Proverbs 25:16. The Bible says, do you like honey? And can I ask you, do you like honey?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people do, but we can see at the front you don't. And you know what? That's okay. A lot of people do like honey, but the Bible says, do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you, make you sick. Now, this is not just spiritual wisdom, it's physical wisdom, right? Because if you do eat too much honey, even though people say it's natural sugar will still make your teeth fall out and will still make your liver quiver. So we really don't want too much of it. Today, too much sugar is linked, sadly, to excess weight gain, which can make us really unhealthy. It's linked to what we call a fatty liver, so your liver gets really tired and stressed. It's linked to something that we don't always notice, and it's called inflammation. Inflammation is a funny one because it just kind of makes you unwell, and you go to see your doctor, and the blood results feel fine. But what it does is inflammation, it puts extra pressure on your daily living. You know, you have those niggling pain in your joints. It's often because of this thing called inflammation, which is almost the forerunner to a lot of diseases that affect us. And too much sugar can also cause that. Sometimes tiredness, you know, when you're just tired and you feel like crashing out, that's often sometimes because we're taking too much sugar. Now, God isn't against sweetness, as we know, but he is against anything that makes his children, us, unwell. God is not pleased. God is not exciting and having, you know, a party in heaven with the angels when we're unwell. God is not pleased when we're unwell. So I guess the message is, enjoy the sweetness of life, but reduce the intake that leads to disease. Let's talk a little bit about fat, shall we? Fat is good in the right portion, but dangerous in excess. Do we agree? Now, one of the fatty and the most useful parts of our bodies is actually the bit that we're sitting on right now. And people often say, oh, I want to lose all the fat in my body. But if you lost the fat in your bottom, it'd be really, really difficult to sit down. So we don't want to demonize fat. It's really helpful to have fat because we can sit down and feel comfortable, can't we? But also, fat actually protects our organs. Can you imagine if you didn't have any fat, all your organs would be joggling around inside of you. But, again, too much of it. Now, in the book of Leviticus, really interesting, Leviticus 3, 14 to 16, the message there is actually the fat belongs to God. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, when we see that all of the fat belongs to God. And that was about the sacrifice. And God, what God was saying is, you know, the juiciest part of the sacrifice was actually the fat. And that was the bit that was meant to be burnt and belongs to God. So I guess fat is really rich and was the richest flavorable part of the animal. But God, even then, doesn't want us to eat too much of it. But this isn't a message that fat is bad. Too much of it is. Is that okay? Awesome. And then finally, I just want to talk really quickly about salt. Salt is, I guess, about flavor, but in scripture, we also see it talking about wisdom. And I think managing your salt intake is also a part of being wise. Now, many of us will say, a lot of people say to me, I don't take salt, but they use a lot of seasonings, how many of us use salt, actually? Okay, that's good because, you know, salt is good, right? Salt adds flavor. How many of us don't use salt? It does drive your blood up, absolutely. A lot of people say they don't use salt, but salt is a funny guy. He's you know, he's living in your house, but sometimes you don't know. How many of us know that curry powder in your cupboard contains salt? Yeah, the manufacturers are clever. They've snuck it in places that you don't think. The reason that we're saying this is because it's really important that you read your labels. So things that often didn't contain salt, now the manufacturers are really clever and they're actually sneaking salt in. So on the forum, on the WhatsApp group for this month, we're going to be encouraging you to read your labels and we'll be showing you how to identify where salt is often hiding. I'm going to end by saying that salt is required. Our cells, our bodies need salt, but too much of it, as I've heard here from my left, absolutely, hypertension, kidney disease, strokes, and heart failure are all part of too much. So the message is use salt wisely. And I'm going to call Precious now, who's going to do something a little more interactive, and we'd be delighted to have the children in. Hopefully you can see where you are, children. And we'll just be talking about how we manage some of these gifts in our day-to-day life. I want to leave by saying, as I always do, this isn't about guilt. This isn't about making anybody feel triggered. It's just about making small changes over a long period of time. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And may God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. We're just going to continue where Doc left off. So, you know, what I should have done was compared my notes with her because she stole all of my content. So I guess we're kind of done. If we want to wrap up here, then that's also fine. No, but we're going to do an activity. We're going to stay on salt, fat, and sugar. And thank you, guys at the back, for putting these slides up, because salt, fat, and sugar, you see it everywhere on your food labels, right? When you go shopping, they're the main things that you see. You don't usually see, like, protein. You won't see, I don't know, what else would you find on a label? Carbohydrates. The main things that you always see on the front, sometimes they're colored, sometimes they're not, are salt, fat, and sugar, or salt, fat, saturated fat, and sugar. And the thing is about sugar, extremely sneaky. Did you know there are over 50 names for sugar? Did we know that? Can anyone shout out any names? Yeah. Fructose. Lactose. Galactose. maltose, treacle, high fructose corn syrup. There are so many names. And the thing is, when you go shopping and you have your food labels, you're not always going to see sugar. And the great thing to know about food labels is that when you read the ingredients, the most abundant ingredient comes first, and then it goes down. So when you pick up an item and then you see sugar first, what would that mean? It's mostly sugar. And sometimes it won't say sugar. It might say caramel. Same thing. And I'll let you know now, there is no healthier sugar. So brown sugar is not healthier than white sugar. Honey is not better than white sugar. They all are broken down into the same thing. Your body's like, oh, that tastes different, but I'm still going to break it down to glucose. It's all the same. So please don't allow anyone to trick you into thinking that they are healthier, because they are all the same. They are all the same. But it does exist naturally. So somebody said lactose. Where would we find lactose? Milk, exactly. And anywhere else naturally? Fruit. And what would that be? Does anyone know the sugar?
Fructose.
So, same thing. If I ate 100 grapes a day, what do you think might happen to me? Oh, my teeth, my toilet habits. It's still sugar. So when we were talking about five a day, that's why we said ratio more veg to fruit, because of the natural sugars that are in fruit. So be careful. If you do love fruit, that's a great thing. Praise God. But do watch how much fruit you are eating, some fruits being more sugary than others. And that's why I used grapes as an example. Absolutely amazing. But do watch how much you're eating. So quickly move on to salt. Actually, before we go to salt, does anyone know how much sugar we're allowed a day? In cubes or grams or whatever measurement? What was that? 4 cubes? Oh, tough. I mean, if you're doing 4 cubes max, that's great. But it's 7. 7 cubes, which is roughly 30 grams. And does anyone know on average how much we're eating in the UK daily? Double. We are consuming double the amount, and that's not naturally. So that's not from milk, and it's not from grapes. It's from added sugars. So the sugars in your tea, all of the lovely processed foods that we like to eat. Those are the added sugars in our diet that we should try and restrict where possible. I'm going to quickly move on to salt. Doc has spoken about it already, but when we talk about high blood pressure, it is a silent killer. You won't know. You'll be a ticking time bomb strolling around in Woolwich, not knowing that your blood pressure readings are off the scales, through the roof. And usually by the time people find out, it is too late. So please, please, please send a text to one another. Check your blood pressure as regularly as you can. It is so important. And does anyone know the recommendation for salt? No? It's a teaspoon a day. It's a teaspoon a day. And after service, we have some resources where we will show you the amount of salt in some, you know, takeaways and even some healthy restaurants that we like to indulge in where the salt content is more than our recommended allowance. And finally, we have fat, just as Doc said. It is essential, but we're not meant to have too much. We do need fat for our organs, and we also need it to absorb the vitamins, the fat-soluble vitamins. So that's vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. And I'm going to say heavy on vitamin D because, I mean, we don't get much sun already, but the winter is arriving, and we do need to be taking our vitamin D supplements. Eating fat will allow vitamin D to be absorbed in your body. So God made fat for a reason, so we need to make sure we have it. Does anyone know the types of fats that should be in our diet? Not that? Someone's saying the right answer, but I need you to say it with conviction. It started with a U. Thank you, unsaturated fats. So there's unsaturated fat, you've got monounsaturated fat, you've got polyunsaturated fat, you've got your omega-3s, and those are the fats that we want to lean towards. You'll find them in like olive oil, you'll find them in salmon, nuts and seeds, and those give us the good cholesterol. And then we have the saturated fat. Where would we find that?
Fried
Fried foods, even before we fry them, where might we find them? Occurring quite naturally. What was that? Exactly. Butter. So saturated fat is going to be in our diet. Don't run away from it. It exists. And, you know, there's guidelines that tell us that 10% of our daily calories max should be saturated fat. No more than 10%. So they know that we're going to eat it. It's absolutely fine. But when we eat too much, just as Doc said, we are putting ourselves at risk of heart disease and all sorts of other nasty things that can cut our lives short and not allow us to fulfill the purpose that God has laid out for us. And when it comes to fat, we're talking about replacing, not adding. So when I say that, what I mean is, if I ate lots of fried foods and then I went and ate 3 avocados and 2 slices of salmon, no. It's about replacing. Replacement is what brings the good benefits, because you're still eating all that saturated fat. You can't just cancel it out with a bunch of unsaturated fat. So that's just a quick whistle-stop tour. We have more resources outside, and we will be on the chat. If you're not on there, please join us. Please speak to me after service. But I did bring my shop in with me. And is this a safe zone? Am I free of judgment from what I bought from Morrison's the other day? You laughed. You didn't say, I am safe. You just laughed at me. You said, hey, 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 we'll see. Am I safe? Is this a safe space? Okay. I'm going to need 3 volunteers. Don't be shy. All you have to do is hold. I'll let you know what the job is. You won't have to do anything crazy. I need you to hold these cards. And it's got Velcro as well. Who doesn't like Velcro? 3 volunteers. So holding them up, can you see what they're holding? We've got sugar, salt, and fat. Next slide, please. So I've brought my shopping with me today, and I want you to let me know if you think the items that I've brought for my family are high, medium, or low in sugar, salt, or fat. We'll leave the saturates for now. We'll talk more about it after service. Next slide, please. Steady. Okay, so I bought some ham. I've brought it with me. Does anyone want a slice? Anyone want a slice of ham? So I've bought some ham. I'm going to make a sandwich. It's a quick lunch. Brown bread, of course, for the fiber and the good vibes. What do you think is the content of this lovely ham? So the kids have a red, amber, and green color, and I want you to direct them to which one they should put on the salt, on the fat, and on the sugar. So do we think it's red is high? Is it high in salt? Is it low in salt? High in salt. So what color do we want on there? Red. Young man with the salt card, can you pop the red on there? It looks a bit finicky. Fiddly. Lovely. Thank you. And what about the sugar? Is it sugar or fat that we have next? We've got the fat next. Do we think that is low, medium, or high? Oh, are we saying medium orange or red? Hands up for orange. Hands up for red. Okay, Doc, it looks like it's going to be orange.
Thank you. And finally, we have sugar. Do we think that is low, medium, or high? Low? Young lady, can we pop the green on there? Oh, I forgot to add that it was honey-cured ham. Oh, okay. You can see that's honey-cured ham. Do we want the answers? Final answers? Are we locking this in? So, amber for fat, green for sugar, amber for salt. So, just be aware is what this one is. I wouldn't say never eat a ham sandwich again, but you're probably going to add some sauce. Some people might add cheese. What else might you add in a ham sandwich? Cucumber? Butter? Yeah. So just be mindful when you're putting together your sandwich, what you're popping in. But are we saying it's safe? Are we happy with this?
Yes.
Next slide, please. Next, we have some quinoa chips. Quinoa chips, because I'm too artsy to have potato chips. Potatoes are a bit too mainstream, so I decided to get some quinoa chips instead. They are smooth sour cream and chopped chive flavour. Same question again, church. What do we think is the salt content? High? We're going for high. What do we think the fat content is? Medium. We're saying medium. Oh, uh-huh. So who said green? Someone's saying green and someone's saying amber. We need a final answer. Final answer? Green. And finally, for the sugar? Green for sugar. Okay, so we've got whole, high in salt and low in sugar and fat. Next, can you pop up the answers? Oh, close. Very close. So it is high in salt, it is medium in fat and low in sugar. Next slide, please. Rice Krispies. Anyone eat Rice Krispies? No? Hi, everyone. I asked if everybody ate Rice Krispies. Are we talking about the Rice Krispies? Yeah. Can I get an answer then, please? Oh! What did the kid say? High in sugar. Okay, let's pop a red on the sugar. What do we think about the fat? Medium. And finally for the salt? Medium. Green. Okay, I'm going to go with the young lady because they've been standing so patiently. Let's... Answers, please. Oh. So it is low in fat. Is anyone surprised by the answer for sugar?
Yes.
We didn't think... Did you think it would be lower? Higher? People do add sugar to it. I won't lie, I do add sugar to my Rice Krispies. But it is medium in sugar already, so if we are having it along with our milk, we should try not to add sugar where possible. But I will say it's not very fibrous either, so you might find yourself eating a lot more and therefore eating a lot more sugar in the mornings. Next slide, please. My favourites. Yogurt bars. No? People are saying no.
What do we think is the answer for sugar? Big, loud voices. Red. Red. What are we saying for fat? Red. Come on, but it's got strawberries in it. What about salt? Medium for salt? Red or low salt? Is someone saying low salt? Answers, please. I mean, for a healthy breakfast choice that has strawberries in it, it is quite alarming, these answers. We've got two ambers and a red. And it says on here, fruit in every bite, source of fiber, 71 calories per slice. Very easy to be tricked by that and then consume a whole bunch of sugar in the morning. Next slide, please. Round up? Oh, okay. So with this one, click the answers. Answers, please. Again, fat and sugar, medium, but salt is low. And the final slide, please. This one is vegan, so it's vegan pesto. Answers, please. Be very careful. Pesto, very high in fat, medium in salt, and low in sugar. But don't be always fooled by the things that are labeled as vegan, because they're not necessarily healthy. But thank you so much, church.